Good morning, friends. I brought with me some of my other friends to join us for our children's time this morning. Today we're talking about celebrating our heroes, and I'm sure you all know how excited I am to talk about heroes. I'm sure most of you know my most favorite hero of all, my Captain America, who is always with me in my office and in my car and all over, just because he happens to be my favorite one. So I have Captain here. But I also have some of my other Avenger friends. Maybe your favorite is Thor. He's a pretty cool guy. Or maybe, Spider-Man, you took off your mask. Maybe your favorite is Spider-Man. He's a pretty cool hero. Or maybe, another Avenger, Iron Man. He's really smart, huh? He's a pretty cool hero to have around. But maybe you're not a big Marvel fan. Maybe you're a DC fan. Maybe it's Superman. Pastor Stacy let me borrow her Superman bear. Maybe your favorite is Superman. Maybe your hero isn't from comic books or movies. Maybe your hero is a doctor. Or maybe, I know we have a lot in our congregation, maybe one of your heroes is a nurse. Our doctors and nurses are doing a lot to help protect and save people right now, so they're pretty awesome heroes to have. But maybe your hero doesn't have a costume or a superpower. Maybe your hero isn't out there on the front lines working in our clinics or hospitals. Maybe your hero is just an ordinary person. Maybe your hero doesn't have any special powers, but they're doing their part to make this world a better place. They're doing their part to share the good news of God. Maybe your hero's just an ordinary person that not everyone has heard about. Today, for our message, Pastor Stacy's going to be talking about the story of someone that you probably know. I think you all remember Queen Esther. Queen Esther, who helped to save her Jewish people. But there's someone in that story that we don't hear a lot about, and that is her uncle, Mordecai. Mordecai was a pretty cool dude. Not only did he take in Esther after her parents died to raise her as his own, but if it wasn't for Mordecai, Esther would never have had the opportunity to help save her people. So God used Esther in a powerful way, but God also used Mordecai, just an ordinary person who we maybe never heard of before, to do incredible things. And in that same way, God can use you or me or any other unsung hero, maybe not so hero that we've heard about in our world today. Just being ready and listening and watching for those opportunities for God to use us in our world. Will you pray with me? God, we are so thankful for all of those heroes in our lives, heroes that are out there on the front lines doing incredible work to help save and protect us, but also those heroes that we don't maybe hear a lot about, the teachers, the parents, the uncles, everyone who might just be in the background. God, we thank you for all of those people who are in our lives to help us learn more about you and to do good in our world. God, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. I'm going to leave my heroes here. Is that okay, Pastor Stacy? All right.